The Cook County Historical Society was founded in 1924 and works to document the people, places, and events that characterize the history of our region. Welcome to WTIP, Carrie.
Thank you.
It seems to me that the Historical Society and the Historical Society building is really an integral hub here in Cook County. What are some of the things that are going on this month and in the summer that continue to make that important to us?
Well, we've got one of our annual events is coming up this Saturday, the Planked Trout Dinner. That's at Harbor Park, and it's just a treat. It's a lovely place to have a gathering and a meal, but it's also a wonderful meal.
Now, for those people who don't know, what is planked fish?
Well, it's just a different approach to cooking your fish. You cook it slowly by an open fire. The plank refers to a board, and you wire on some very large trout in this case, or any kind of fish, and you slow cook it next to an open fire.
It is wonderful.
Yeah.
Now, this is an annual event, if I'm not mistaken.
It is. It's become a tradition. Yep. Every year we have this event, usually during the art festival, the art fair downtown. And it draws quite a crowd. It's just the perfect setting down on the beach. The kids can go play and throw rocks in the water, and adults can sit and mingle and come early and have some social time.
Now, I'm assuming that people need to make reservations for that.
Yeah, absolutely. We sell tickets for this event. Through Friday, we'll be selling tickets. You can call the museum at 387-2883. A ticket is $14 per person. If you don't have the time, you don't think of it, you just show up and you want to get your fish, it'll be $15 at the event.
Now, is this also a fundraiser then for the Historical Society as well?
Yeah, I think we could call it that, although it's something that I need to research a little bit more. I think a lot of times the costs do even out to about what we make. But the more people, I'm sure the more chance we're raising some funds. And it's a good opportunity to get out in the public and show people what we are, you know, what we do, and to just let them know how important these traditions are.
You bet. Now, for those people that don't know, that may be visiting, where is the Historical Society? And it's a wonderful building. And can you talk a little bit about the history of the building?
Yeah, the building is at 8 South Broadway, just behind the donut shop on the way down to the Point. Everyone knows where the donut shop is.
Got to use those markers we all know.
It was built in the late 1800s. It's the former lighthouse keeper's residence. So when there was a lighthouse service, the keeper and his family lived there.
Great. And how long has the Historical Society used that as its headquarters, so to speak?
Since the mid-60s.
Okay, great. And, you know, this sounds, to me, it sounds like a silly question because of now my love of history, but I go back to when I was a little bit younger. I might have said, what's the point? What do we care?
Well,
you know, so you've got all of this stuff. And you're, you know, you work very hard on providing the history of this particular area, but who cares? What's the point?
Well, we wouldn't be here if it hadn't been for them. How's that for a simple point? But I think that whether you're a visitor, if you're a local resident, if you know the history of a location, it's just a much richer experience. Even if you're just coming for a visit, you can look around and really get a better feel of where you're at and what's gone on here.
Yeah, without a doubt. Any other events that are happening this summer that people should know about?
Yeah, in fact, we are into our Small Talk series. July 14th is the next upcoming Small Talk. That will be with Jack Salmela. And he is an author of a novel called Of Vikings and Voyagers. And so he's going to give us kind of the history behind his novel, particularly focusing on the disputes and the negotiations on the border between the U.S. and Canada right in this region.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and then on the 23rd of July, Harriet Bostrom Taus will be in, and she's going to talk on the history of Clearwater Lodge and her parents and their pioneering works.
Oh, great. Well, it sounds like it's going to at least, and I'm sure it will be all summer long, going to be very busy.
Yeah, we've got a lot of activities. So I invite people to come down anytime. It's free admission into the museum, so come down and look around and come back again.
We've been visiting with Carrie McHugh of the Cook County Historical Society. The museum is located at 8 South Broadway in downtown Grand Marais. The annual Planked Fish fundraiser is this Saturday, July 9th. And for more information, call 387-2883. Carrie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. My pleasure.